God, there must be a reason behind that.
We are back to item 11. Gail?
So, Sarah would like to issue a request for proposal for investment legal counsel. Our preferred structure would be to have a panel of legal counsel that we could work with on investment matters. And it's been a number of years since we issued an RFP, and so we'd like to see what's out there and see what we can do to increase the effectiveness and efficiencies when it comes to investment legal services.
Is the idea to have a single source, or were you trying to create a pool or a sort of a cadre of firms that you could turn to?
Yeah.
So to get a couple or a few?
Yeah. So we have a panel of them.
Would we have to pay a regular retainer fee for to have them available, or?
Very good question.
Yeah.
Or is it an hourly?
No. You can't ask that on the proposal. Would you require a retainer?
I think the general counsel says no.
Yeah.
My question would be about the menu of services. It might vary from from job to job, from firm to firm. How do we come up with some? I'm not qualified to come up with that list of criteria for what we want that firm to respond to.
Yeah.
But with all due respect to the legal profession, it seems to me you say we need your help, and they say, how long?
Well, but this is investment due diligence, so I mean,
I understand, but I still
a fairly standardized menu that Tim would.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, whether or not there is kind of a standardized menu of the services we're looking for.
Yeah.
There is. This is contract negotiation, sometimes legal structure help on the limited partnership side of the equation. It is, I think the areas of specialization are going to come down to asset class and complexity of legal structure more than these help in a generalized way. We've identified the manager, we've identified the strategy, how we would like to engage with them. Here are our business goals, create a legal structure around that that protects our fiduciary interest and provides for the transparency that we need.
Again, I'd just be concerned about the meter running on something like this unless you button down your requirements and specs pretty tightly initially.
We're not looking to change how we engage with investment counsel on contracting. So I think that's a known quantity going in. What we're asking them to do, we're simply expanding the number of firms that we could potentially be working with.
Is there a big universe of these kinds of firms, or is this kind of a niche?
The RFP will inform us.
Find out. Yeah.
Do we have one right now on a project basis?
Yeah, so right now we utilize Reed Smith. So any new contracts that come up, they take a look at. If there's different types of investment structures that we're looking at, they'll review that. Sometimes there's, you know, side letters that need to be reviewed. Those are the main services. So and there's certain firms that, well, and we'll see what the RFP shows as well, but I know that there are some firms that they might specialize more in some niche categories that we can utilize them for. And then also, especially if we have a number of projects in the works, we don't want to just bombard one firm with it. So I think that that's also where we get the efficiencies and effectiveness and trying to,
Sorry to dominate, but I'm sorry.
Sorry. So basically, we're going to have a pool, and in the future, we can select this legal counsel for different purposes, or we don't just looking for one.
Yeah, no. I would assume that we'll see who proposes and what they all look like and then do an evaluation, and we'll have a committee that looks at that. But I would anticipate possibly two or three different firms that we're dealing with.
And Reed Smith would remain as one of those firms in the pool?
Potentially. They're invited to apply.
Maybe this is not an issue, but I would hope that there'd be enough specialization in these firms that these are not firms that have two sides of a practice, one where they sue folks on our behalf, investment managers and whatnot, but also answer questions about whether or not you want to go work with them. Is there a sufficient specialization and division amongst those responsibilities in law firms, or is that part of the RFP?
They would be able to do that kind of work if they're conflicted out.
Yeah.
In other words, that the attorney would not be able to do that work and also argue the opposite in another case.
An individual attorney, I understand, but I mean, sometimes firms may be big enough, I can almost hear it you know, with all due respect, the Chinese curtain is sufficiently strong in this organization that that would never happen, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so I don't believe it, but that's okay. That's just me.
And we would, these would all remain on engagement with us. We'd have engagement letters with all these in this pool, essentially.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be paying retainers. This is kind of a novice question, probably doesn't affect it. My guess is that these firms also represent the investments as well, typically, right? Because they have specialty in that. Does us having engagement letters with 2, 3, 4, 5 firms cause complications in terms of conflict with, you know, the investment? You follow?
I think having a pool is probably going to mitigate some of that risk, whereas if we're trying to contract with manager X and they use law firm Y, well, that could be part of our pool, but it was, you know, I think if, you know, this is obviously going to be a group project here. Karen's going to be looking at this and saying, from a legal standpoint, is everything qualified? I'm going to look at this and say, from, you know, the investment expertise, are they qualified? Gail's going to look at this and say, from an administration standpoint and from an overall risk to the organization, is everything qualified? But I think if we have a pool, when we say, you know, the law firm, one of the law firms is conflicted on this particular deal, then we can go to the next one, rather than having, you know, only one option and facing that risk on a regular basis.
I guess this is a legal question. Once you have a letter of engagement with an attorney, doesn't that preclude them to be in conflict with another client?
That you sign a waiver.
Unless you sign a waiver for that one particular deal. Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, I liken this to the way we handle transition management now, where there we have four firms, all pre-qualified, a letter of understanding with every firm, and areas of specialization. So when we have a need, we go to a pre-qualified list of organizations and say, you know, which two or three are best qualified. Now give me a more concrete engagement here, and we move forward with the one we feel is best suited for that project.
Okay.
I think you're going to find, though, that in this environment, I could be wrong, but I think from the law firm side of this, you're going to find it difficult to have sort of unqualified market availability on any given matter simply because of the conflict question and the, you know, you're working in the business, right? You're working on private equity contracts or whatever. I don't think you're going to have a situation where you can have a lot of standby firms who can hold, who can maintain a position of not doing some other work because it might conflict with Sisera, right?
In case they decide to use us.
Right, yeah, I think you're going to find that. That's, well, I don't want to prejudge it. I just think that in the process of vetting the RFP respondents and all that, that will be a hurdle.
And I don't know, so that's why I asked.
No, I think it's a great question. I think
RFPs are a great way to ask a lot of questions and discover some of this. So.
Yeah. No harm in the ask.
Do we have a motion to authorize Gail to go ahead with the RFP and Tim?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstain? Motion passes unanimously.